Our next game is about places. Sorry, not today, people and things. Okay, we have a guest expert to help us with our next quiz. He's the co-founder of Atlas Obscura, which is a website that celebrates fascinating places around the world and is also a best-selling book, now in its second edition. Please welcome Dylan Thuris, everybody.
Hi, hello.
Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you for having me here.
So what makes something worthy of being included in Atlas Obscura?
There is no one answer. You kind of know it when you see it. Oftentimes, it's just a place with an incredible story. So that when someone tells you the thing that you didn't know, maybe it can look like nothing. It looks like a little pond in a commercial park in Japan, but it turns out that all of the fish in that park went to space. And then when they got back, they were put in that pond. And so that's, you're like, oh, that's an Atlas Obscura place.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a real thing.
All the fish went to space.
Yeah, yeah, now they're the second or third generation because they went to space a while ago. But they're the grand fish of space fish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this game is called Audio Obscura. Dylan was kind enough to let us rip off some clips from the Atlas Obscura's YouTube channel. Here we go. The architecture of some buildings can create a whispering gallery, which is a spot where you can hear someone else whispering far across the room.
Jonathan, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Great, I can hear you too.
Okay, that whispering gallery is found in this famous New York City terminal. Hillary.
Grand Central Station.
That is correct, yes. So I've been there. It has these like amazing sort of domed ceilings in a certain way. Is that what it is that creates this?
Yeah, and when you go there, the way you actually participate in this is you end up looking like a bit of a creep because you go and you stand with your face towards the corner. You know the last scene in Blair Witch Project? You look like that. You like stand in the little corner of the archway and someone stands facing their corner.
Right.
And then when you talk, the sound bounces sort of in this little pattern across the ceiling and the other person can hear it.
All right. In Montana, a woman known as Piano Pat provides the accompaniment to an unusual show. It features a giant water tank where women swim around dressed as these mythical aquatic creatures. Eileen.
Mermaids.
That is correct. The venue is called the Sip and Dip Lounge. I guess that the mermaids have to give away their singing voice at the end of each shift so they can walk home. Tell us more about Piano Pat.
Yeah, so Piano Pat took a shift. Basically, the piano player left for vacation for 2 weeks and said, can you come and fill in at my tiki bar job with these mermaids? And she covered those 2 weeks, and he never returned, and that was 56 years ago.
Oh.
So she's still there today. And by the way, there are also mermen on Ladies' Night. So,
oh, yeah.
Look out for that.
I love that. That's perfect. All right, these grandmothers are creating recordings to preserve their country's traditional folk music. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo recently challenged NPR's Mary Louise Kelly to identify this country on a blank map of Europe that he had for some reason. Hillary.
The Ukraine?
That is correct, yeah. Dylan, tell me more about these Ukrainian grandmothers.
Yeah, so these rural villages all around Ukraine, these older women sing these songs that have been sung for generations and often haven't been recorded. So we went around and recorded some of these with the musicologist, and they told us all about the history, and then they also had some questions for us. Specifically, they wanted to know about what and where the internet was. And so they asked us a lot of questions around that, which turns out is really hard to explain.
Yeah. And, like, let them have a happy life.
Well, yeah.
You know? What are the grandfathers doing during this time?
They're
what are they preserving?
Sleeping, for sure.
Sleeping. Excellent. All right. Great game. Dylan will join us later in the show, and after two games, Hillary is going to the final round. Coming up, actor and comedian Larry Owens joins us, who hosts the podcast What Makes You Sing. For me, it's 3.14 glasses of wine. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.